about. Right now, we're going current. The markets were down yesterday, and will they be up today? We're going to check in on that with Stern, Agee, and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning.
Was down yesterday. We saw the Dow down strongly. It was down 107 points, and there's a lot of talk about uncertainty of China's growth. That economy is slowing quite a bit over there. And here in the United States, we did see home sales, used home sales, fall about 1.8% in August, down to the lowest level we have seen since 2009. So those did weigh on the markets. But we are seeing a lot of mergers and acquisitions out there. We saw a German pharmaceutical company, Merck. They said they would acquire U.S. firm Sigma for about $17 billion. Now, that's a 37% premium to Sigma's closing share price at $140 a share. And also, we are seeing medical device company Medtronic. They said they're going to merge with Dublin-based Covington. Now, this is an interesting deal because it's a tax inversion deal. Medtronic will end up moving its home office over to Dublin, where they have a lot lower tax rate, so it'll save Medtronic multi-million dollars in taxes. Now, there is a 2004 federal law designed to discourage deals when companies seek better tax rates abroad. Now, the law imposes a special 15% excise tax on stock-based compensation to company insiders. And now, this is a tax that is separate from capital gains taxes, but Medtronic has really made a lot of people upset because they said that they will pay that special tax to the company insiders, so the company insiders will not be on the hook for that bill. And the Treasury Department responded yesterday by issuing new regulations designed to limit the ability of U.S. firms to seek refuge in lower tax countries. The Treasury will make these so-called corporate inversions less lucrative by barring creative techniques that companies use to lower the tax bill, and they will also make it harder for companies to move overseas by tightening the ownership requirements they must meet. So it'll be interesting to see how that affects Medtronic and also Burger King. Burger King just recently announced they are going to merge with Tim Horton and move their home base to Canada so that they can lower their tax bill. Other stocks to watch this morning, look at CF Industries. That's a worldwide fertilizer producer. They are in merger talks with Norway's Yara International, and that stock is up about 7% this morning. And look at Sysco Foods. That stock is down a little bit this morning as the food supplier is the target of a federal antitrust lawsuit related to a $3.5 billion deal to buy U.S. Foods, because the two companies are the only nationwide food suppliers. And Apple, that stock looks like it's going to be up a little bit. As they said, they sold more than 10 million of its new iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus devices during the first weekend of sales. And that's a new high for the company, even though the devices have not yet gone on sale in China. Last week, the company said it received more than 4 million pre-orders of phones during the first 24 hours, which the company dubbed as a record. Now, one interesting thing I did see last night is the G20, which is the finance ministers from the Group of 20, they call it, which includes the United States, the UK, and the European Union and China. They warned at their latest meeting that the financial markets may be headed for a slump. They said, quote, downside risks persist, including in the financial markets. And they said buildup of excessive risk in the financial markets, particularly in an environment of low interest rates. This is a very unusual move for government finance ministers to comment on the directions of financial markets, yet concern about inflated stock prices is now seems to be mainstream. Since the market bottomed back in 2009, the S&P 500 has risen about 200%, while overall U.S. economic output has only risen about 20%, the G20 points out. They said stock prices relative to earnings are above historical average. So that was a very interesting comment by a bunch of government officials stating that. It's very rare for them to state anything on the financial markets. But it does look like this market is going to open up again on the downside. It looks like we're going to open up down about 50 points this morning.
All right. One thing that's been discussed, Mark Myers, is the issue of the interest rates being so low that somebody's talking about negative interest rates. Now, how can that happen?
Negative interest rates?
Yeah. Maybe I misunderstood what it was, but it sounded like instead of you gaining some kind of interest on it, your money went down wherever you had it invested.
Well, Yeah, there are some countries that this has actually happened to, where the interest rate ended up being negative for a little while. Like when banks, they park money at the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve will usually pay them interest on that money. And in some countries, that interest was actually negative. So ended up trying to, what they're trying to do is make the banks loan the money out instead of keeping it inside the bank.
Okay, then using that whip a little bit there.
Yeah, but interest rates here, you know, they're very, very low, and that's really kind of hurting retirees mainly, because the retirees live off the interest off their money. And, you know, 7-8 years ago, you get a 5% CD, and now you can only get a 0.5% CD.
Yes, it's tough out there, I know. Mark, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. It is tough, and there's some things you can do, though, that can help you. And maybe you have a question to Mark about something he brought up in the broadcast, one of the investments or something that you've thought about. Well, he can certainly talk with you about it, and that's very easy to do here in Fort Smith. That's Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. Their phone number is 479-782-2527, or you can email Mark at mmyers@sternag.com. Well, coming up, we're going to be joined, in fact,